Charlevoix, Michigan, Wednesday, February 19th, 1936. Dear Barbara Jane, well, we got home safely, but we were real cold. It was 12 below zero here. I think you had a wonderful birthday dinner and you got so many nice things. I sometimes wonder if you really appreciate them as much as you should. I have been going to write you and tell you about little things that I have observed for some time, but I have put it off, and now I feel that I must do it. Daddy has been a little disappointed with you, Barbara Jane, and I am sure that you don't want me to be. But unless you start doing a few things a little different, you are going to be very sorry, and I don't want that to happen, so I'm telling you about them now so that you can correct them, and these are the things that I'm going to expect from you from now on. First, I am going to expect you to obey when you are given an order. The nicest thing that can happen to anyone is to do what they are told and do it nicely, especially when the orders come from your parents, grandparents, and older people. This means this, that when grandma, grandpa, or mother, or anyone that should give you orders tells you to do a certain thing, you must do it when told and without any comment whatever. Second, you must work harder at your schoolwork. Bring home the studies that you need and get them at home. You are capable of getting better marks, and I want them from now on. This means that you must do exactly what the teacher tells you, bring home your books, and let someone help you and not spend so much time for amusement and idle time. I expect you to have fun, but you must not neglect anything that you must do. Third, you must practice your music at least 1/2 hour every day and have your lessons perfect when you go to take your lesson. This means that you must practice every day, Sundays and all, not just a 1/2 hour one day and the next day not any, after grandma specifies a certain time convenient to everyone. Then it means that you must practice every day. After grandma specifies a certain time convenient to everyone, then it means that you must practice every day for that particular time for 1/2 hour. I want you above all to be polite and mannerly, as these things cannot be overdone. Now this is what you can expect of me. Unless you improve and do the things as I have stated, I shall not buy you another thing or permit anyone else to give you anything. I shall not give you any money, and you shall have to get along at school with just what you can borrow, etc. You cannot go to any movies or shows or any parties. I shall not let you take any more music lessons. But if you do the things that I have stated, work hard, pass your grade, be better in your music, be awfully nice at home, and do just as you are told, I shall continue to give you everything that I possibly can, and I shall get you a bicycle in the summer. And if you would like, I will let you go to Camp Carefree for 2 weeks, where you can learn to swim, play tennis, ride horseback, tap, dance, and more music. This will cost Daddy more than $100, but I will be glad to spend it if you will do as I say and make us all happy. Now, don't you think that it will be worth working for? By the next time I come over, I hope that I will hear that you are doing lots better. You know it's you and Shirley that we want to grow up to be perfect ladies, and you cannot do it unless you start now to be obedient, polite, and appreciative. These things, with your beauty, will make you perfect. I am keeping a carbon copy of this letter, so you see it means a business proposition with me. I am sure that I am not asking too much from you, and that you will do it for me. With all my love and kisses, Daddy.